Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. This radio commentary is brought to you by John Deere and the National Corn Growers Association. They're friends and supporters and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. Last year in January, I presented my wish list for 2015, and on that program, I asked for a solution to our immigration problem. We didn't get a solution. Now our presidential candidates are all over the board with Donald Trump promising to send all the illegals back. We won't solve that problem this year. Another wish was to write a free trade agreement. We negotiated a deal with 12 Pacific Rim countries, and now we need to pass it in the Congress. Won't be easy. Fortunately, President Obama is pushing it. But now we have more than one of the Republican presidential candidates unhappy with free trade agreements. Hillary Clinton is not sure she likes the agreement either. This very important trade deal for American agriculture and all of America is still hung up in the political wars. The next wish list was to upgrade our locks and dams. At least we have the authority now and more money to begin working on our water infrastructure. It was not on the list last year, but it should have been. Roads and bridges, just before the end of last year's Congress, passed legislation giving us the money to get started upgrading our roads and bridges. Tax reform was on my list last year. I don't know when we can get it done. On the plus side, Speaker Paul Ryan has it high on his list also. Get rid of country of origin labeling? Well, we did. One of last year's wish list issues was to see the ag industry come together to support and protect modern agriculture. Although we have done better in supporting genetic engineered crops and modern technology, we need to do more. I was excited when the Food and Drug Administration said a genetically engineered fish is safe to eat. The new salmon grows to market weight twice as fast as the conventional Atlantic salmon. Maybe more GE animals will be on the table someday. With all the GE research going on and the potential to engineer something better, I hope the public will come to appreciate the value of improved crops and animals. There's no sacrifice in food safety. GMO food labeling is in the spotlight right now. Secretary Vilsack is trying to find a solution. Not to forget, let's keep pushing that Cuban door open. No more time, and I am John Block from Washington.